welcome to the Healthy Life Redesign Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kimberly O'Brien. As a naturopathic doctor, I help you to transform your health and amplify your energy with nutrition, natural medicine, and neuroscience. Each week, I share life-changing health habits and mindset shifts to help you break through the struggle and become the person you know you are meant to be. Are you ready to let your health and happiness come naturally? It's time to own your health and live a life you love. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 11 of the Healthy Life Redesign Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We are now into the double digits when it comes to episodes, and the podcast has been live for about 2 months. And I thank you again for all of your feedback, for sharing these episodes with your friends and family, and for all of the reviews that you've been leaving on iTunes. This really helps me to get this show and my message out into the world where it can help more people. And before we dive into today's topic, which is all about consistency and how you can stop falling off the wagon when it comes to your health habits, first, I want to remind you that I have a really big giveaway going on, and the draw is quickly approaching on May 30th. So if this is your first time tuning into the show, and maybe you weren't aware of this, or if you haven't yet entered, make sure to do so. I am giving away several big prizes. This includes food sensitivity testing, which I talk more about in episodes 4 and 5 of the podcast. It also includes 2 different options for hormone tests. So saliva hormone testing, or a really amazing hormone test called the Dutch Complete Hormone Test, which also looks at things like your neurotransmitter levels and your melatonin levels, in addition to things like your cortisol pattern, looking at your estrogen and testosterone. So a really comprehensive lab test. And all 3 of those lab packages include consultation time with me. And each of those packages are valued at over $500. In addition to that, I'm also giving away several memberships to my online program, the Elimination Diet Meal Plan. To enter, go to healthyliferedesign.com/11, which is the show notes page for this episode. And there you can enter your name and your email so that I can contact you if you are the winner. And again, the draw is quickly approaching on May 30th, so make sure that you get your name in right away. So now on to today's episode topic, which again is consistency. And I think this is something that all of us can work on. I know that I can, and that is actually for 2018, the number one thing that I'm really working on implementing for myself. And specifically, it comes to things with the podcast, as well as some of my health and fitness routines. So I'll be sharing some of that through this episode, but really with a podcast specifically, my intention is not just to bring you helpful health information here and there, but to really show up on a weekly basis so that you have something that you can rely on and to really get that source of inspiration and just really to be able to provide that additional help in helping you to shift things forward in your health and in your mood and your energy. And so this week was actually particularly challenging for me to find the time to sit down and record this episode. My home has been a little bit chaotic the last couple of weeks. We are painting the interior, and it's, as usual with projects, taking a lot longer than anticipated. And so the furniture in my office where I typically record these episodes has been all balled up into the middle of this room, and I am away over the weekend, and it's been a little bit of a time crunch and figuring things out, and I've had to prioritize a little bit. And I'm going to be walking you through 6 steps that need to be followed so that you can start to develop this consistency in your own practices. And these are the 6 steps that I am working on myself. So like I said, in regards to showing up each and every week for you on this show, as well as when it comes to things in my own personal health and fitness regime. So as we move later into the spring and soon into summer, this can be a time where people start to struggle a little bit more when it comes to building that consistency into their health habits. And this can be because our routine really shifts. We're getting outside a lot more. Often we're away on summer vacation. I find people often, as amazing as summer is, find that it can be a really busy time of the year. I know that's the case for myself. I'm new to having a garden and a yard, and so that adds a whole nother level of work to my plate on top of what is already in play, as much as I love it. And there can just be a lot going on. Also, our habits start to change a little bit. So we move more into patio season, and people are often out eating and drinking more than they would be in other times of the year. So I find that without a plan, it can be really easy for some of these health habits that we might have already started to adopt to kind of fall by the wayside. And then, as I'm sure we've all been there, I know that I have, you find yourself maybe weeks or months out from where you had been, and you're looking back thinking, what happened? Why am I no longer at the gym? Why am I no longer going for those runs? What happened to that daily smoothie that I was having? It just kind of fell by the wayside. And you always look back wondering, had I been able to keep that practice consistent, where would I be now? And so I find there can always be a little bit of that element of disappointment when you look back and wonder what could have been if I could have kept implementing that practice, even if it wasn't daily as had been your initial intention, but maybe if you were doing something still a few times a week instead of not at all, and finding yourself a few months later but still having that consistency going, where could you be? And the amazing thing is that potential is unlimited. And if consistency is something that you find that you struggle with, I am going to be giving you the steps and the practices that you can focus on to be able to start implementing this more. And I'm a really big advocate that it's not about just an all or none approach. And so I'm going to be talking about that too. So it doesn't need to be that you have no fun through the summer because you're so focused on your health. What I really want to do is to help you to find that balance so that you get the benefits of everything that you're putting into your routine, and that you're also feeling like life is manageable and you're enjoying yourself and you're able to get out there and really live your life. So now let's dive into the steps that you can follow to be able to build more consistency into your own life. And step number one might seem intuitive, but it's really to get clear on your desired outcomes. And as much as that might seem straightforward, it's always really amazing how many people aren't actually sure why they are trying to eat healthy or why they're trying to adopt an exercise protocol. And often it comes down to feeling like they should, but that's not a compelling reason when we are faced with these temptations or these challenges to really keep going on that path. So feeling like you should do something is not exciting. It's not tuned in from the inside out. You don't have this draw forward to pull you towards that goal. And it's really easy to just let that go and to be like, why am I doing this anyways? It's not even that important to me. But the truth is, it might be very much important to you, but you just mentally haven't gotten clear on why that is. And so this is a really important step because if we don't know where we're going, any path will get us there. And this is something that I always have to remind myself of myself. I can be a really go with the flow kind of person. And it really takes conscious effort for me to sit down and to really try and define, where do I want to go in my life? What do I want my health and fitness to look like? What do I want this summer to look like? So for these steps, I'm going to be talking about them mostly in regards to health outcomes, but you can really utilize this for any area in your life because, of course, consistency is also important when it comes to your finances and your relationships. And if you have a business, it's very important in that regard. But in regards to your health, it doesn't take long to do this step. What I encourage you to do is to grab a journal and to spend maybe 10 to 20 minutes or so and write out what would your health look like. let's just say over the summer, if you were feeling at your best, what would that be? What would your outcomes be? Would you need to lose weight? Would you need to maintain your weight? Would you need to have more energy? Would your digestion need to be functioning better? Would you want your skin to be clearer? What would that look like? What would those outcomes be? And then that feeds into step number two, which I talk about all the time, which is identifying why those outcomes matter to you. Because another place where so many of us struggle is to define these outcomes that we think we want. And then without going through figuring out why they matter, again, they are just these kind of abstract outcomes that we are looking to achieve. So let's say something like weight loss. If you don't make an emotional connection to why that's important, why you want to lose weight, then it's really easy to just let that go by the wayside when other temptation comes up, whether that be happy hour or that big platter of chicken wings on the patio or whatever it may be. So while you've got that journal out, let's go a little bit deeper with that. So if your goal is weight loss or to maintain your weight over the summer, and you know that that's a particularly challenging time for you to do that, then let's get clear on why that matters. Is it so that you feel more confident when you've got on your shorts and your tank top? Or is it actually maybe more that if you put on weight, you just feel more bloated, you feel uncomfortable, and that ends up affecting your energy and how you're showing up in this world because you're more inclined to just kind of stay back and feel more like you want to hide. And you don't want to spend your life hiding. You want to be out there and living your best life in this world. And so maybe for you, it's really coming down more to that confidence factor and that ability to show up and to not feel like you're hiding and to be your true self. So as you can see, that really is very different from weight loss. And so if you write that out for yourself, I encourage you to read that regularly, ideally every morning. It just sets the intention for our day, and then you're always consciously tuned into why things matter. If your desired outcome is to have more energy, why is that? Maybe it's so that you can get out and explore. Summers are short in Canada, and I know I want to live them to the max. I want to be out hiking and swimming and stand up paddleboarding and canoeing and doing all of those things that I really enjoy. And so if I don't have the energy to get up early and to climb up that mountain, then I'm going to be missing out. And that is my why, is I really want to maximize my days and my time and to be able to explore an adventure with my dog and my husband as much as possible. So get clear on what that is for you. And then once we've got that clarity, what we need to do, of course, is we need to make a plan. So how are you going to achieve those outcomes now that you know why they matter? And so this can be something like, if it's weight loss, then deciding when you're going to be working out, or having a meal plan for yourself so that you know what you should be eating. Maybe you're going to consult with somebody like myself, so a naturopathic doctor that can help you get to the underlying cause of what's going on for you, especially if you're experiencing something like low energy or digestive issues, which I help people with all the time. With that, it's really about figuring out what is leading to these concerns so that you can effectively treat them and move through. So make a plan and write it out. I'm not going to go into the specifics on this because, of course, depending on what your outcome is, it's going to be so variable on an individual basis. But the key factors is that you need to get clear on it and you need to write it out, and then you need to implement it. And so, of course, when we're busy and we've got a lot on the go, we need to get really clear of, from what's in that plan, what are the most important actions that you need to be following through on that consistent basis. And so that's step number four, is prioritize from your plan the most important actions that are what I would call non-negotiables. So what are your non-negotiables? What are you going to do no matter what? When things get busy, when you're not sure how you're going to fit it in, what else can you shift? What else can you do so that you make sure that it happens? And so that is this podcast for me right now. As I mentioned, these last couple of weeks have been pretty crazy and my routine has not been at all what it would normally be. And I'm on the road coming up here as well. And so I had to shuffle some other things that are important. And I am not at CrossFit this morning, which I normally would be doing because I needed to carve out some time. So what is that must do for you? Maybe it's exercise, whether your goal is energy or weight loss or whatever it may be, maybe you find that exercise is the biggest mover. So if you can just get in 1 hour of exercise 3 times a week, you feel so much better and you're able to have a little bit more wiggle room when it comes to your diet. So what are your most important actions from that plan? Pull them out, just pick one or two, and that can be your non-negotiables. So when times are crazy, life is busy, implement those and know that you are still doing something, because it's better when we look back 3 months down the road that you look back and you see, okay, I didn't do the full plan, but I was still moving in the right direction. And I always had my goal, my vision, these outcomes that I want for myself in mind. And every day I was doing something that helped me to move in the forward direction towards those goals. Because what otherwise happens is that when life does get busy, the whole plan falls by the wayside. And you might find yourself eating out at restaurants really regularly, drinking too much in the evening, having your triple lattes in the morning to get you up and going, not having time to get into the gym. And before you know it, everything has kind of fallen apart and all of this effort that you might have already invested feels lost. But if you can just keep implementing the practices that you know that will move the needle the most, it keeps you on track. And we might not be making as fast a forward momentum as you otherwise could, but we're not getting those shifts backward in the opposite direction. That is what ends up feeling really defeating for people and feeds into this yo-yo type of pattern that people are all in, going really hard, trying to achieve these goals, and then life gets busy or motivation wanes and things start to fall off. And then before you know it, you're not doing any of that anymore. And you look back again these weeks or months later and wonder what would have happened had I just been able to stay more on track or to not be able to go so far off in the other direction. So that brings us to step number 5, which is also really, really important. And that is that we need to set up some type of checkpoint for yourself, because you need to make sure that once you define these most important actions, that they're actually being implemented into your life. And so this might be something that you put into your calendar or your agenda, that every Sunday you look back on your last week and see how you did, what could shift, what needs to be better, and then you make a plan for the week going forward. Some people find that they do really well with establishing these checkpoints and checking in with themselves on their own. However, I find that a lot of people do really well to have some built-in support and accountability through this process, which is step number 6. So seek support and seek out accountability. So whether that be a friend who you know would totally support you through this and maybe could use some support him or herself, then buddy up. And maybe you have those weekly checkpoints over the phone with them or over a tea or coffee on the weekend. And you have an opportunity to catch up and to support one another, but then also to bounce ideas and challenges and struggles off them. And you have somebody who you are accountable to check in to other than yourself. Other amazing sources of support and accountability are, again, someone like myself, so getting a naturopathic doctor or a health practitioner of some kind who can guide you for one, but then also who can check in with you and see how things are going and help to keep you motivated and on the right path. I find personally that building in this accountability is incredibly helpful. And for myself, I know with my fitness and workout pattern that I have this tendency to be really strong and to really give it everything I've got for a few months at a time, and that things then tend to just slide a little bit. So I get to this level of fitness that's kind of been my peak level of fitness in years past, and then life gets busy and I don't know if it's that I start to feel like I'm already in good shape, I don't need to be working as hard, and that's one of the things that I let go of, or what the pattern is. That's something that I'm looking to get more conscious on. But I feel like I hit this peak and then things start to slide. And so it's happened enough times that I see that pattern for myself. And this year, a fitness challenge came up right as I was getting into that zone. As I'm going into summer, I know that there can be more challenges, one, in regards to my schedule, because I start working out at a fitness retreat called Mountain Trek in addition to my regular practice. So my workload is a lot higher. I've started a new podcast, of course, which takes more time as well. And it's beautiful outside, right? Instead of working out, sometimes it can be tempting to go sit on that patio and go for a happy hour drink, which is fine, by the way, as long as we're still keeping in these practices that really move us forward. And so what I did this year is I ended up signing up for a 3-month fitness challenge that combines the CrossFit that I've already been doing over the last 6 months, plus also some hot yoga. And it involves monthly check-ins and weigh-ins and measurements and photos and all that super fun stuff. So I've been doing that. And unfortunately, at the end of March, right as this whole fitness challenge was starting, I developed a shoulder injury. And the first month of that was incredibly difficult. I could not do much at all, really anything for upper body for workouts. And so it was incredibly frustrating. But looking back, I'm so glad that it happened during the challenge, despite it feeling like it was really hampering my progress, because without me having that accountability, that could have been one of those triggers that led me to fall off entirely, maybe to completely pause my membership to CrossFit instead of being able to continue pushing through and doing what I could. And so now I'm about halfway through and I'm well on the road to recovery. There's still some challenges with my shoulder, but I've got this opportunity to make some gains. And it's so interesting that I've actually continued to see forward progress despite these struggles. So building in that accountability, that support, and that plan really built that foundation and that framework for me to stick with this process, even when these challenges and roadblocks came up that I hadn't forecasted that made it a lot more difficult. And the accountability and the framework of the program has kept me sticking to everything despite the frustration that I was feeling. And so that brings me to the point that if you do feel like you're falling off the wagon in some of your health practices or in your workout regime or your nutrition or whatever it may be, it's okay. It happens. There are things that come up. Life gets busy. So the key is that if you do fall off the wagon, you want to course correct as soon as possible instead of thinking that the damage is already done. You also want to be as kind to yourself as you can through the process. So don't beat up on yourself. If you make the quote unquote wrong choice, that's okay. Just choose differently again the next day. And it's always better to catch the shift and to catch that kind of drift off track early on in the process than to look at it months down the line and to wonder what could have been had I been more consistent and why didn't I do that. And so if you do find yourself and it's a few days or even a few weeks out and you haven't been sticking to your plan, then all you have to do is go back to step one, revisit what are your desired outcomes? What do you actually want? Close your eyes, think about that. Reread your note to yourself of what it is that you truly want, and then reread step two. Why was it that that truly mattered? And try to really feel that internally try to feel the desire, that shift, and then revisit your plan. Again, if you've got it written out, all you have to do is go back, take a look at it, and get back on track. But just remember that step number four, again, is to get clear on what are the most important actions from that plan. So pick one or two things that even when life gets busy, even when things feel crazy, what do you need to get done? And so again, as an example, for me today, getting this podcast out ranked higher than me getting to CrossFit. But later this afternoon, I'm going to go for a really good mountain run with my dog instead of going for our typical walk. So I'm still going to get in that physical activity. I've made a plan around it, and I'm not going to be falling off course. And so that kind of came in through my checkpoints of thinking, this is going to be a challenge this week. What can I do to make everything happen and keep things moving forward? And then again, I knew that that was important because I've set up this accountability. I've paid for a program. I'm going and checking in through somebody else. And so basically my performance is being evaluated and measured, which is important to me to be able to be somebody who's following through on what I'm setting out to do. So go through this process for yourself, and I know that you will find strategies and ways that you can build in more consistency to your health routine, and that you will find yourself, if you implement these practices, at the end of summer, looking back and feeling like you have achieved more, you have become more of who you truly want to be, and experiencing the health that you know inside that you do have available to you. It's about building in these steps, these frameworks, and that is what is going to get you to where you want to go. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. If you were inspired, if you learned something that you are going to incorporate into your own life and health, please make sure to share this episode with friends or family, maybe with your accountability partner that you will be looking for. And I look forward to having you back here again next week when I will be sharing more advice, tools, and inspiration to help you own your health and live a life you love. Bye for now.